Yeah, we started talking about sports yesterday. Before we got interrupted by the Super Bowl. I think that we have a problem that affects not only Shavuos, but affects the next thing that Mesillas Yesharim is going to talk about, which has to do with Emes. And it's a problem that affects many, many, many different things in our generation. The problem, very, very bekitzer, we don't realize how powerful we are. That's our problem. It's a very, very big problem. We don't realize how powerful we are. We don't realize how far-reaching every single action and dibur and machshava that we have is. Nefesh HaChaim brings the mashal that when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, when they were mizana in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he said, it affects the world less than when a yid has a machshava that's not good. That's how much higher we are than God. That's how different we are. And our machshava loy toiva, our bad machshava could cause more destruction in the world than a guy being mezana in the Beis HaMikdash. We could think there's nothing more destructive than that. That doesn't affect the world so much. It's just a guy. But for a yid, even in his machshava, has far-reaching, devastating consequences, every single thing. And mida toiva meruba, of course, you can imagine a machshava tahira, a machshava of tefillah, of tahira, of wanting to be close to Hashem, of wanting to do tshuva, and so on. Who could imagine the binyanim that it's bayin? It's beyond our belief. We wouldn't be able to believe. We saw the binyanim that were bayin just with our machshava alone. We would shudder from how tremendous they are. There's such a thing in Yiddishkeit that I'd use the yeshivish terminology that we would hear and share would be that a person, a yid with his dibur, could be payal chalois. A yid could actually make something happen with his dibur. Last week we were by a chasana, and Yehuda gave his wife a ring, and because he said the words Harei at mekudesh asli kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, because he said those words, so that created a new metzias that girl is now his wife. It's a new metzias in the world. Somebody makes a shua, it creates a metzias in the world. The person is now muchrach, and he has a mitzvah on him and an isser. If he's ever, he has to be mekayim that thing. If someone says Hareini nazir, there's a metzias. He is now a nazir, and we don't believe it. We pasha don't believe it. And part of it is because we think that we're very small. And part of it is because the world of Ruchnis is not a metzias to us. Imagine if imagine if when someone says Areya Mekudesh Asli, you saw a change physically on the Chasnikal, you saw a change. So you'd have no problem believing and understanding that when you say Areya Mekudesh Asli, it accomplishes something. You know what, Shiloh came to Ramosha a couple of years ago, and some people, they were just time having a good time, some boys and girls, for fun, they were Makadish each other. And it's a big problem, it's a suffocatious ish. What's the shot that they made so light of it? What's the shot that it wasn't meaningful to them? Because it's hard to believe that all I have to do is just say something, I just say it. All I have to do is say it, and a reality happens, it becomes a reality. It's an amazing thing. A shvua is a reality, it's a real reality in the world. And a guy, in order to create a reality, has to take wood and a hammer and nails and a saw and build something to create a reality. Just his words are not a reality. He can't create a chalais with his words, the pashtus, in most cases. But a yid lives his life with the understanding that just his dibur, just by throwing out a dibur, just by casually throwing out a dibur, he could create a metzias in the world. This thing is also to me, that creates a metzias. To swear creates a metzias. The Mepharshim explained that when someone makes a shvua, what he's doing is like this. This is what a shvua does. It makes you think twice before somebody says, you know, I swear this and this and that. The panemius of a shvua is that just like the Rabbeinu Shalom is mukhrach and kayam lo'ad, so too what I am committing myself to do, or I am saying happen, is mukhrach and kayam lo'ad. That's a pretty strong thing. That's very strong that you're being makish. This thing, someone swears that he's going to learn a certain amount. See, he's being mechaber that thing with the existence and the reality of a Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what he's doing. It's an incredible thing. And it's a real metzius. And part of the reason why we can just throw out phrases and not be mocked about what we say and how we talk is because we don't really think that our words affect anything. It's true, not even in terms of shavuos. It's true with bichlal. I know somebody, for example, for a long time, it was very easy for him to insult people. He would throw out insults very easily. Now, we know that some certain people, when they throw out insults, really hurts. It digs deep. It's poigeya. It hurts very, very deeply. And this person, the reason why he threw out the insults wasn't because he was a bad guy. Wasn't because he was, there was something wrong with him. He pasha didn't realize that he was hurting people. He didn't realize that when he says things, it has an effect on someone. A person could walk away and be crying inside that he said that. He didn't realize that his words are powerful. Even in this world, he didn't realize that his words are powerful. Many people talk to their wives not in a nice way. Because they don't realize how much of an effect it has on another person who feels close to you when you say something negative. It has a very negative effect. And again, midotayva maruba. People underestimate how much of an unbelievable effect it has to give someone a compliment, to tell someone something that you appreciate, to give someone a pat on the back. Even a little thing. Words have a big effect. That's in our world. But in the world of Ruchni, it's even more so. Someone makes a shvua, that's a shvua. I forgot exactly the Lashon HaGemara. Someone says, Eshne Perek Zeh. I'm going to learn this thing. I think Lashon HaGemara is Neder Godol Nodar Lashem Eleikov. Check it out. I think it's in the Ches or Tes in Nedarim. Neder Godol Nodar Lashem Eleikov. All I have to do is say, I'm going to learn the Ayin Vav today. I'm a tzias, because by Dvar Mitzvah, you don't even have to say Lashon of Neder or Shvua. Just the fact that you say, I'm going to do it, that already creates a nether. That's why, just as a side note, it's very, 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 very important for people to get into the habit of saying Bui Nether whenever they talk about a Dvar Mitzvah. Even just to say, I'm going to a chasana, is making a nether. Saying, tomorrow I'm going to get up early. You go over to somebody and say, let's get up early tomorrow and learn at 7:25, 20 minutes before the davening. Nether. You wake up late, you mevatel a nether. That's what the Gemara says. It's a very severe thing. It's kedai to get. I know when we grew up, my father ingrained it into us. I can't say something like that without saying bli nether. People in my second seder, I'll sit down at the end of shir and say, tomorrow we're going to do, and I can't hold back the bli nether. It's part of the way I talk. It's kedai to get into the habit of saying bli nether. Just saying out that it's not a nether. Because it becomes nedarim. Okay, mitzvah tomorrow we'll start learning. Nether. We say nedarim a lot, so you have to be careful. Bli nether tomorrow. It's not a yeshivish phrase or a way of talking to say bli nether. It's a halacha deka thing. If you commit yourself to a davar ruchni without saying bli nether, it has the kayach of a nether.
What?
Mitzvah Hashem is. I don't think so. So I said yesterday that I'm not sure la halacha what it's like. We say I swear a lot of times as a phrase. I hear a lot of times, it's like when I'm really getting excited with something, I say I swear. I swear it was a great game. Like, what's the shvua? Like, who are you trying to convince? That, it just becomes a phrase. But it shouldn't be a phrase that comes easily out of our mouths. It shouldn't be a phrase that comes easily out of our mouth. It should be something that's very, very hard to even say the words. To swear is a very, very severe thing. It's a davar kaved. It's a very, very, very heavy, heavy, weighty thing. The Chazal say that we shouldn't swear, even if it's MS and even if there's a good reason, we still shouldn't swear. Never, ever, ever swear. That's what the maskana of the sugyas is. To never, ever swear. We just shoot out of our mouths. Swear, swear, swear. The way we talk is important. It does make a difference. Not every phrase should be said. Not every slang that the world uses is something that we should incorporate into our vocabulary. Words mean something. Words carry weight. They carry tremendous weight. My wife has a teacher that is very machped about words that you use. So she once told the teacher, "I'm sorry I didn't get back to you, whatever it was. I was having a crazy day." So the teacher said, "You mean a busy day?" She didn't like that she used the word crazy. It means crazy. You weren't having a crazy day. You were having a very busy day. Okay, I'm not saying that we shouldn't say crazy day. I'm not saying that. But the ha'ara is still a good ha'ara. And we don't even realize what we're saying anymore. We use phrases. Many times many of our phrases and slang are rooted in prostkeit. Many of our slang and phrases are rooted in stupidity. We use phrases and slang and terminology, and they're not royal, not sensitive. I spoke out a few weeks ago that if you listen to older Europeans, and when they say that they have to go to the bathroom, they say, the way they tell you is, "I have to make a bracha." Sensitivity of a way of talking. Words mean something. I have to make a bracha. I have to make an asher yotzer. That's right. I have to make an asher yotzer. Where could I go make an asher yotzer? Sensitivity of a way of talking. Words mean something. Sensitivities of the world are different. It's an amazing thing. I know someone who was in college, and their professor told him some kind of requirements or something that are necessary for the term or for the paper for some college requirements. And the guy said, "That's retarded." And the teacher got very upset. Said, "You know, We don't use those words. We don't use those words. Retarded. There are people that are never retarded. It's it's against the whole spirit of this country to say that's retarded as a negative thing. You know, there are people that are mentally challenged. We don't say retarded." The same guy says every nivel pen in the world. The same guy can't. His mouth is like a who knows what. You can't listen to him talk. The same guy. But you know the way this country works is that certain things that are acceptable to say, certain things were very, what we call a schwarz, or what we call this, or that, we have to be very, very careful how we talk. But to say every prosta thing, or every shvua and neder and every and lies and who knows what, that we don't have to be makbid about. It's important that when we're especially people that have the misfortune that they have to spend a lot of time with Goyim, to realize that the Goyish sensitivity of how to talk, we have to be sensitive to their sensitivities also. It's not a good idea to say that's retarded. I'm not saying it's not a good idea. But we also have to be sensitive to our sensitivities, and it's different than theirs.